either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with two ears. Sometimes we don't realize of the blessings that Allah has given us. These two ears are so important that mashallah, what I am speaking now, you can hear. If you did not have these two organs, it would be impossible for a person to hear. And also the placement of the two ears is in the most perfect position in the body. One very small organ on your right side and another very small organ also on your left side. Just like how you have speakers on your mobile phone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these organs. The ears play a very important role. When a person is living in this dunya for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, then what happens? A lot of information enters the ear and it is stored inside the heart. So everything that you hear, it is collected and it is stored inside you. Now information is of two types. It might be right and it might be wrong. It might be right and it might be wrong. But this information that is inside you stored via the two organs, the ears, this has an impact on your character. How you think, how you react, what you are going to do, everything because of all the information that is stuffed inside you. So that is how you are going to be. Everything that is inside you, that is who you are going to be. So that is why in Sharia, my respected brothers, when a child is born, the first thing what we do is we give adhan and iqamat. Adhan in the right and iqamat on the left. One wisdom of giving adhan and iqamat to a child is so that we are hoping the information that is stored inside is information which is haq. Which is haq. The truth. And not that which is false. Because if it is false that goes inside you and this information you take in, then naturally you will want to do something which to you might be wrong, but in reality it is false. To you it might be right, but in reality it is false. And so that is why, my respected brothers and elders, it is so important for the people of Iman that we understand what kind of information we are taking in. We should only take in information that is going to be of benefit to us in this world and also in the hereafter. And everything else, every other source should be discarded, should be taken out. Now just to give you a few examples, what our scholars have mentioned, Allah give jazai khair to our learned scholars, they have explained everything to us. What are the tools that are given to us? How do we acquire knowledge? How do we know what is right and how do we know what is wrong? There are three levels. How many levels are there? Three levels. Number one, in the Islamic terminology, this first level is called mahsusat. What is it called? Mahsusat. Mahsusat means the five senses. What is it? The five senses. So a lot of the knowledge that we get is because naturally Allah has given us the organs. Imagine, how can you drive a car if you could not see? You come to the masjid all the time, you are cycling, you're driving, whatever you are. But Allah has given you the eyes. The ability to see, how would you do business otherwise if you can't see? What are you going to sell if you can't see? So the ability to see, the ability to hear what somebody is telling you, for you to touch something, for you to smell something, subhanallah, the five senses. For you to taste something, smell something. These are things that can save your life. You might be in a room and then all of a sudden your nose will detect that there's a gas leak. What is there? A gas leak. Imagine how serious that could have been. And this nose has saved your life, this one sense, for you to smell, for you to taste, subhanallah. So these five senses also give you a lot of information. And this is general with all human beings, every one of us. Every child that is born, generally Allah Pak will give him the ability to understand, the ability to see things that way. Now, these five senses also have their limitation. What do they have? Their limitation. So for an example, how much can you see? And how much are you going to see? The eyesight is limited. How much are you going to hear? Your hearing is limited. You know, everything of your five senses, there is a limit to it. It's not something that, you know, you can see what's happening in another city or something like that. There is a boundary, a limitation to it. Now, when this limitation is there and when the five senses come to its end, then Allah Pak has given insan another source for him to acquire knowledge that is even greater than the five senses. Greater than the five senses. More powerful than the five senses. And that in the Islamic terminology is called ma'kulat. What is it called? Ma'kulat. So when mahsusat at the first level start, they kick in. And when your mahsusat come to an end, what is it? They come to an end. Then another level starts by which you acquire knowledge. It is called ma'kulat. Ma'kulat, the root word is aql. What is it? Your aql. So your brain, your intellect, subhanallah, the intellect that Allah has given, that is also very, very powerful. So powerful that it is more powerful than your five senses. So where your five senses end, this is where now ma'akulat takes over. Your akal takes over. So what does your akal do? Oh, your akal has given this dunya great comfort. Look at the engineering. Look at the cars that we are driving. Subhanallah. 15, 20, 30 years ago, look at the cars, look at the technology now. Look at the mobile phone, look at the computers that we have, the plane, subhanallah. So all that comes from what we call ma'kulat, through your aql. Because aql, again, your intelligence, Allah has given it that capacity. So insan, subhanallah, is a very powerful creature. And he has made a lot of things in this dunya comfortable for himself. So look at the houses, everything, the roads, subhanallah, everything, there is great changes. So by the year you see that a person is using his aql, and more things are in the market, and the other products are being outdated. And in fact, not just outdated, that it's not even in use anymore. It's not even in use. A lot of the jobs have been taken over because of, you'll find that the technology that surrounds us. You know, somebody had sent me an app that in Japan they are trying to have this robot that will be Hafiz of the Quran, and the robot wants to take the job of an imam. Oh my Allah. So the problem with that robot was that at this stage, the manner of sajda is not getting too right. The manner of sajda is not getting too right. So when I saw this video clip, I said, subhanallah, what's happening here? Kya ho raha? So soon what will happen is that, you know, you don't have to pay the imams a salary or anything. We'll just have, you know, brother robot, you know, give him a name, Abdullah robot, Yusuf robot. Who do we want today to pray? Which robot are we going to have? Which voice should we have, you know? Shall we have Sheikh Sudais or Maqili or whatever? And, you know, it's inside this robot and Allahu Akbar, and, you know, you choose the surahs you want. A lot of the things are happening like this now. So you'll go in many parts of the world that you don't have a muazzin. What is it? So already the muazzin is gone. In many parts of the world, the muazzin is gone. So you don't have, in the masjid there's a recording. And it's a shame, really. It's a great shame. It's afsos ho raha hai. So now you just have a recording and that muazzin is there giving an adhan. But alhamdulillah, so far we still have imams. So far we still have imams. But technology is such, an insan, a human being, this is what he is doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him in this dunya and has not made him disabled. That, you know, you can't do nothing and you rely upon others. No, no. Allah gave him the tools. I just mentioned two organs, the ears. Because the ears is the two organs that are going to store inside you all the knowledge. And that is how you are going to be. And so what happens then after that? Ma'kulat. Ma'kulat means your aql. And so my brothers that are here, please, if you have come to listen to the bayan, allow not the shaitan to distract you. Don't giggle, don't play with your mobile phones. Mashallah, listen, bhai. You are here to listen, then be comfortable and listen. What happens? The shaitan plays his game. When you come here, he is defeated. So now what he wants is that he still wants to win. So he disturbs a person and distracts a person. So don't be disturbed and don't be distracted. Listen for the pleasure of Allah. MashaAllah. Listen, what else do we want to do, bhai? And so my respected brothers, when ma'kulat is also limited, what is it? Ma'kulat. Your brain is also, it has got its wiring to a limit only. It doesn't give you the information to everything. So for an example, if somebody was to say to you that, you know what, it's a shame my ears can't see. No. Or you go to the ENT doctors and say, you know, my ears can't see. He'll say, bhai, what's the matter with you? Your ears are supposed to hear. It's your eyes that are supposed to see. So like that, even the brain, the intellect that Allah has given, the intellect that Allah Pak has given, that has got a limit. Now, this is level 2. What is level 2? The name of level 2? Ma'kulat. Learn these terms that are very good for us. Ma'kulat. And number 1 is Mahsusat. Mahsusat and ma'kulat. Now, mahsusat and ma'kulat, these are things that everybody in this world, mashallah, to their own ability, they are making use of it. But what is very important, it does not end here. There is still knowledge which is so important that needs to be understood, that needs to be picked up. And that knowledge cannot be understood by your five senses, mahsusat. And that knowledge cannot be picked up by your ma'kulat, by your aql, by your brain. And you need the third source, which is considered to be the most sacred source. What is it? The most sacred source. And it is this third level in which the test of every human being is taken. The test of every human being is taken. Everybody reaches to the first level and to the second level. But what happens, a lot of people are just stuck at the second source, ma'kulat. And they think everything is with my aql, ma'kulat. And they are stuck there. But the real test and the real salvation and the ultimate truth is with the third level. And that third level is known as wahi. What is it known as? Wahi. And wahi means revelation. What is it? Now, it would be impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to every human being in the form of revelation. It would be impossible. There's only two possibilities of how this sacred knowledge, knowledge that we can't understand, knowledge that is beyond our imagination, how do we get that knowledge? One way is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to every one of us and revelation comes to every one of us. The human body is not modified for this. You see, sometimes imagine, you know, the voltage is very, very high. And what that box is, it hasn't got the power to hold that voltage. So wahi, it comes in the hadith that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was sitting on the camel, the weight of the revelation was so much that the Arabian camel, strong camel, would have to force itself down on the ground because of the revelation. So it would be impossible for every one of us, because the body is not modified. That is why when Musa alayhi salam says, Allah Pak, I want to see you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can't see me. The human eyes, not possible. You can't even talk to me. You can't. This is not possible in this world. Because of the body that Allah has given you. Everything is limited. So Musa alayhi salam fainted. He fell unconscious. He couldn't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the answers to the questions that we want? Who created us? What is the ruh inside us? Ruh is not something that you can study in the university or in the school. Now, who created us? Who is Allah? What is iman? You know, how was this world created? All of these important questions. And if we die, who takes our soul out? Angels, this is information that you can only have by revelation. The sun, the moon, who has created the sun and moon? What do they do? What is the purpose of this? After we die, is there life? Who gives you this information? Wahi, revelation. Allah tells you that alame barzakh, after you die, there's another world called alame barzakh, the grave. That is another world. Then when you come out from this, there's another world called alame akhirat. Then alame akhirat, then you've got paradise, jannah, jahannam. All of these stages, the kursi, the arsh, a lot of the things that human beings cannot understand by the first level, the five senses, and the second level by the aql, because aql is also limited. Insan does not know there are jinns because he can't see the jinns. But then he has to believe in the jinns because Allah has mentioned the jinns in the Quran. So all of this information that is given to us is given through us level 3. And that is the ultimate truth. What is it? Ultimate truth. The most accurate information. And that is called revelation. That is called revelation. And that is called wahi. So now it is impossible that Allah was to reveal to every one of us. So the sunnah of Allah, Allah has done a pattern, a system in this world for us. That Allah has sent messengers. What has He sent? Messengers. And these messengers are human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected human beings. And when He selected human beings, their body is different to our body. What is it? Their body is different to our body. And so what makes their body very different? That is why you will find that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before Nabuwat was given to him, you know, the heart was washed and then this dot was taken out from the heart. Why? All these things are to tell us that a Nabi is infallible. What is he? Infallible. He does not commit any kind of sins. So prophets were selected rather than the burden of wahi revelation comes on every one of us, then it would not be a test. So how the system works is that in the different time zones, in the different eras, Allah had selected prophets. So that is why when we speak to our non-Muslim friends, explain to them that Jesus is our prophet. And you'll be shocked, they will be surprised. A lot of them think that, you know what, Jesus has got nothing to do with Islam. A lot of them actually think that Musa alayhi salam has got nothing to do with Islam. When in reality Allah Pak selected them, all of these people were selected. And so when wahi revelation came to them, so these were the sources of knowledge. What were they? Sources of knowledge. And that is why when a Nabi speaks, it is called sacred knowledge. What is it called? That is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. That when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks, he does not speak from his own impulse, from his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Whatever he speaks, it is sacred knowledge. What is it? Sacred knowledge. And when a Nabi speaks, when he speaks sacred knowledge, that is the knowledge we are required to follow. We are required to follow this knowledge, and that is why Islam is our birthright. What is it? Islam is our birthright. Because every information out there, you read the newspaper, how much information is right and how much information is bogus? All wrong. Any book that you read, go to the library and take a book. How much information in that book is right? How much percentage is wrong? What they are teaching you in the school, how much is right and how much is wrong? In school, you know, they were teaching you that, you know, humans were monkeys and this and that. How much is right? How much is wrong? But the only source which is never wrong, which is always right, is the Quran and the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is why people are misled. Why are they misled? Because they are not connected to the third level. They are not connected to the third level. And so sometimes what happens as Muslims living in an environment in which everything is about materialism, it's all about cravings of this dunya, sometimes even revelation and wahi becomes very weak inside us. That level becomes very weak inside us. And we become people of this dunya only. We are only connected to this dunya. So there is this illness in people, and they say, we will only accept if we see. We will only accept if we see. So they are not prepared to accept the revelation. A lot of people you'll find like that. Oh, we just believe in science. What is science? If you truly believed in science, then science should have taken you to believe that one God. It would have taken you to believe that one Allah, that is true science. But you see, everything is stuck at your brains. Aqal, ma'akulat, ma'akulat. So, a beautiful example of that is in the Quran. Ibrahim alayhi salam, a man of revelation. They are, Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, there have been four kings that have generally ruled the entire world. Two were Muslims and two were non-Muslims. The two non-Muslims, one was Bukhte Nasr, and the other one was Namrud. The other one was Namrud. And two Muslims. One was Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the second was Zulkarnain. The second was Zulkarnain. Four people, generally, that had taken control of the whole world. Very powerful army. So Namrud was a very powerful man. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, some of the people say, oh, you know, why, you know, we should be soft and we should not go into debates and we should not talk and we should not answer. Are bhai, look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is going to Namrud, the most powerful man of his time, and he's going to talk to him about what is right and what is wrong. You listen to me. The Quran says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ. Oh, do you not see that Ibrahim went to this man, a very powerful man, Hajj, to debate with him, to talk to him, put sense inside him about his Allah. أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ. Just because he was given a kingdom. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says to him, that look, you are not powerful, even though you're a king. You will only be accepted if you're on the right path. You're only accepted if you're on the right path. So he says, what do you mean? He says, worship Allah. So he says, what does Allah do? He says, Allah is the one who gives life and Allah is the one who gives death. What did he say? Look at the aqal. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, Allah is the one who gives life and Allah is the one who gives death. Now, when a man is stuck at ma'kulat, only at his brains and his intelligence, aqal. So he said, I can do that. What? You can do that. Namrud said, I can do that. Go, okay. Now he's showing Ibrahim alayhi salam what I can do. So he says, you see, go to my prison and bring two individuals, inmates. One who is innocent, that the judge has passed a decision that he's innocent and he's free to go. And another man who's a criminal. Bring both of them. So an innocent man comes and a person who's a criminal also comes. He says, look, Ibrahim, you see this man who is innocent, he is supposed to live and continue with his life because he is innocent. I am going to take his life. So he kills him. And this man who is a criminal, he is supposed to be executed and to be killed. I am going to spare his life. So I am telling him now, you are innocent and you can walk. So even I give life and I give death. Now this is the logic that he gave to a great Nabi. Now first of all this is wrong. He does not even understand what Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying. If that person has died, Ibrahim alayhi salam would have just said to him, okay, now this person who is dead, bring him back to life. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was a very intelligent man. Very sweet, very powerful, very powerful. You know, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, okay, you know, we won't go into too many discussions. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam says, okay. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. My Allah takes out the sun from the east and it sets at the west. يَأْتِي مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ. Again, this is science in the Quran, the book, the Quran. It comes out from the east and it sets in the west. فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. If you are so powerful, Namrud, go against my Allah, take the sun out from the west and let it set in the east. Now what is he going to do? Can Namrud do that? Now look at the revelation. Revelation is beating the aqal. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي kafar. حَقَّى بَقَّى رَهْ گَيَا يَا kafir. It was gobsmacked, as they would say. He didn't know how to answer Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي kafar. Allahu Akbar. So that is why the Quran says many verses. Qul ara'aytum. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ara'aytum, look. In ja'ala Allahu alaykum al-layla sarmada. If Allah was to make this night and impose this night as night upon you, ila yawmil qiyama, until the day of qiyama. That you see, the sun will come out maybe at 6:45, 7 o'clock. Allah is saying, if Allah was to impose this night, sarmadan, ila yawmil qiyama, until the day of qiyama, man ilahun ghayrullah, who is there any other Lord besides Allah, ya'tikum bidiya, that will give you sunlight. Then Allah says, أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Do you not hear? Do you not hear? Do you not understand? And then Allah says the same thing. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا. If Allah was to impose on you a day that is so long, until Allah decides that it's going to be a day until the day of Qiyamah, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Where is your mahsusat, your five senses, your aqal, you know, your engineering, your power, your taqat, everything. Are you going to defy me? Man ilahun ghayrullah. Who is besides me that will bring back to you the night that you crave? Taskununa fi. That you want sukoon, that you want to have a rest in. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. The day you are working, a light opens up. The night you are tired, the curtains are drawn, the stars are there. A bit of light, you can go to sleep without any difficulty. That is the Qudrat of Allah. That is the Qudrat of Allah. So now we see in the Quran that people were playing with their mind, their intelligence, and they defied what? Wahi. And they did not accept Wahi. And when they did not accept Wahi, they will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. They will be flung into the fire of... That is why, my respected brothers and elders, you will find that we have laws, and these laws are at level 3. What are they? Level 3. And because they are revelation, no human being has the power to change it. No human being. Today somebody might say, I want to have 5 wives. Nobody has got a second wife, or a third wife, or a fourth wife. But somebody says, I want how many wives? 5 wives. So now, will the Imam Sahib pray 5 nikahs for him? Imam Sahib knows that this man has got 5 wives. Can that nikah be done? Why? Why can it not be done? It's not jais. Shariat mein 5 wives hain? At one time, 5? Nahi ho sakte. So it is not jais. All the laws in Shariat are there, bas khalas. And we are connected to what? Revelation. That is why the world has a problem with the Muslims. Because they are only at level 1 and level 2. And they are arguing at us at level 1 and level 2. When we are not at level 1 and level 2, we are at level 3. And this is what we need to understand, my brothers. Level 3, that is where the test is. That is where the test is. When you disconnect from revelation, you are a loser. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He chooses a Nabi, So obviously everything changes when revelation comes to him. But before Nabuwat is given to him, before he is crowned as a prophet, the Nabi is completely protected. The Nabi is completely. So for an example, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith that in my entire life I have never ascribed any partners to Allah Pak and I have never touched alcohol, which was something common in Arabia at that time. Drinking, they would have pubs everywhere and they would worship idols everywhere. But Allah's Nabi was completely protected. What was he? Even before Nabuwat. Never. He would never ever look at that. Why? Because Allah has selected the prophets and these are the people who are chosen for that sacred knowledge that will be invested in them. And that is the powerhouse. Allah's Nabi is the powerhouse of knowledge. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's knowledge is incomparable. You cannot compare the knowledge of a Nabi. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so my respected brothers and elders, in another riwayat it comes, Ghaliban Amr ibn Zaid, he says that once before Nabuwat, food was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meat. And everyone was eating and Allah's Nabi was young. And he did not touch that meat. And he did not eat. So he said, I will not eat because I will not eat that food, that meat that has been slaughtered, not in the name of Allah. How Allah protects them. So even before Nabuwat, he did not touch this. And we see evidence of this in the Quran. The Quran says, وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. That Ibrahim alayhi salam was given the intelligence, the guidance from before. What does before mean? Even before he was crowned as a Nabi. Even before Nabuwat was given. So the prophets are protected from birth. Yusuf alayhi salam, he became a Nabi later on. But when he was in prison, when he was in the house of Zulaikha, the lady said, Haytalak, come to me. Haytalak, come to me. He was not a Nabi. At that time, he was not a Nabi. What did he say? Ma'ad Allah. Look at that. Ma'ad Allah. I seek refuge in my Allah. What are you calling me for? Ma'ad Allah. I fear Allah. This tells you that every Nabi is protected. Every Nabi is. That is why we take our sacred knowledge from the prophets. One is knowledge that is given to you in your secondary school. That is okay. Your maths, your English, your science, basics of this dunya, it's okay. Your knowledge in college, university, it's okay. Maybe it is just ma'kulat, mahsusat, maybe of this dunya. But you have to be very careful with the knowledge that you receive. It has to be connected with wahi. If you don't connect with wahi, then everything actually breaks. That is why, my respected brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, you know, some of the people say, oh, why some people are then non-Muslims and why some people are Christians, Jews, Hindus, Sikhs and atheists and all that. Why all this? Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our God, our Khalik. And every child that is born, Allah has created him as a Muslim. Even if he is born in a Hindu family, he is a Muslim. What is he? Muslim. You can't call him that he is not a Muslim. A Muslim child, a child that is born, every child that is born in the Royal Infirmary and General Hospital in the ward, every child, what are they all? Muslims, all Muslims. Allah has created everyone Muslim. But the problem is, the environment is changing them. I'll give you an example. One man is a Pathan. What is he? A Pathan. By his family tribe, he is a Pukhtun. He's a Pathan. And the Pathan, what language do they speak? Pushto. Pushto. Pathans speak Pushto. But this Pathan is born to a Pathan family, And he moved to Karachi. Where did he go to? Karachi. And he lived in Karachi, and in Karachi he picked up Urdu. What did he speak? Only Urdu. Now what happens? That this boy who is growing up in Karachi, his mother tongue now is what? Urdu. But if you ask him, bhai, ke, what are you? What is your zaat? What will he say? I'm a Pathan, I'm a Pukhtun. And so if you're a Pukhtun, then why don't you speak Pushto? Enko Pushto, speak that. He'll say, oh, my environment changed me. Like our children here. MashaAllah bolo bhai. MashaAllah. MashaAllah bol rahe. Main toh waise hi bol raha tha. Waise, MashaAllah bolne mein toh waise bhi sawab hai. Our children have lost their mother tongue. Why? Environment. The environment has changed them, and they are only now speaking English. What are they? Big mistake. What are we doing? As parents, what are we doing? We have not taught our children our mother tongue. I'm not saying don't teach them English. Are by English they will know. They are going to go to school, aren't they? Why give them only one language? Give them many languages. In the case of Abid, it's okay. But other people, subhanallah, we should teach them what is the mother tongue. He should know Gujarati, he should know Urdu, Pukht, any language he should know. Why deprive him? Because knowledge, language is knowledge, and we've deprived them. We want to give our children one knowledge, one zaban only. This is the problem. So environment is changing a person, not Allah. Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent more than 100,000 prophets. Today Islam is so much accessible. Today people don't talk about Brexit. For 1 week they are talking about Shamima Begum. It is okay for a British Jew to go and fight in Israel and come back. Fight for Israel in the army, Israeli Defense Army, the IDA. It is legal, and then from there they can come back to this country. But Shamima Begum, we have a problem with you. Shamima Begum. And for 1 week it doesn't end, you know. You're grinding and grinding and grinding the news. Take everything out so that you can defame the Muslims. Whatever you can do, defame them. Allahu Akbar. So my respected brothers and elders, what I'm trying to say is your environment. Allah Pak has made every child a Muslim. But it is the environment. But today Islam is so accessible. This is what I'm saying. Accessible everywhere, everywhere. Nobody can say it's an excuse, or you know what, I don't know about Islam. No, everybody knows about Islam. Everybody knows. Are you going to choose Islam? Are you going to accept Islam? That is the question. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman and Rahim. Allah wants to give, but are there people who are willing to take? Coke is accessible everywhere, isn't it? You go anywhere in the world, Coca-Cola is there. More than Coca-Cola and water, Islam is everywhere. Islam is everywhere. You have to take it. You have to understand. Allah has given you the five senses. Allah has given insan ma'akulat, the aqal. Now, are you going to be connected to revelation or not? This is the question. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So my respected brothers, this is our first session. What we are trying to do is that we are trying to explain in a way that it is logical, because Islam is logic. What is Islam? Islam is logic. Islam is not some kind of a dry religion. You know that you, like other religions, if you go to them and ask them any question, they won't answer you. Islam is ready for all the answers. Islam is alive. Islam is a religion that works with logic. So if we know logic also, we can talk about logic, and our iman will also be very, very strong. So we are people who are connected to Wahi. And inshallah, in our next session, we will show and we will explain why wahi is 100% accurate and that we have to follow it. Inshallah, in the few sessions we will cover this. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.